And now if Hedy Mertens talks with Anne-Catherine about Baba, it's just like talking to any strange person, as if she never had seen him.
That's incredible.
It's very, and of course you can imagine how much it hurt her to see that. And it was very hard for Hedy.
So that's why Anne's question, he's a Baba.
Yes, he is, yes. He was there too. He lived with them already long before the war. And then after the war, when his mother had died, he came again to Hedy Mertens, and he always stayed
so
there.
In the 30s he was there also?
Yes, I think sometimes. At least he has seen him when he was young.
So you didn't actually see Baba. Did you see him in 56 or so?
Yes.
To London?
No. But we saw him. I saw him in at the airport. He had a 1 hour in the airport in Zurich, and there I saw him. But of course, I didn't have any interviewers, so it was about 30 people or more.
Were the children there?
Yes, all three were there too. Mm-hmm. And Max tells that in Solduno he once saw Baba playing with Monica. But she doesn't remember, strange.
And
Solduno near Locarno, that was that place in, where he lived in 52. S-O-L-D-U-N-A.
That's a
N-O, Solduno. Solduno, yes. Oh.
This is a sort of a suburb of Locarno?
Be Locarno, yes.
And then after that, you saw him in Myrtle Beach in 58?
We saw other Max and I, only not the children. Mm-hmm. The children didn't see him anymore since 56.
And in Myrtle Beach, did you get a chance to see Baba?
Yes, we had one interview, well, a quick interview. Mm-hmm. He told us that he was happy that we had come both. Mm-hmm. In London, Max went alone to London with Irene and Hedy Mertens. They were there.
I was in 56?
In 56, yes. Mm-hmm. But I didn't go because then we didn't have much money and... I didn't want to leave the children alone. And
so, did you come to India in 62?
No. Max has been in India in 54, huh? Yes.
And you must know a good bit about Hedy and her contacts and
followers. Well, she has had very close contact. I couldn't be sure to tell you everything correctly. As far as I know, when she first heard of Baba's, the father of Irene, he knew Baba.
He did?
Mm-hmm. And he told Walter Mertens, you must meet him. And Walter Mertens said to his wife, well, we should go there, and she didn't want to. She was not interested at all. And but then they went to, I think it was Portofino or Santa Margherita, I think Portofino, yes. And he was driving and he said, oh, well, we should arrive tonight, but it's already late and it's so difficult and I'm tired. But then she pushed him to drive forward, and so they arrived. And next day they met Baba, and from that moment on, it was done with Hedy.
So Lorraine's father had met Baba long before?
I don't know long, but anyhow, say half a year or sometime before. he was always very much interested in spiritual things.
Was it, spoofy did he and ever so. Say anything to you about Mara? Did she ever talk about Mara much with you?
Mara?
Because she had lived in India.
Yes, yes. Not as long as Irene, huh? But about maybe 6 months. She had been very, very ill. And so when she went to India, the little boys were 2 and 4 years old, were quite tiny boys, but her mother could look after them. And she was so ill that she either would die or Baba would help her to come through, and so she could go. And as far as I know from her about Mehara, Mehara was very away from the others, very calm, very quiet. She did nearly not talk. Mani, of course, are always a great contact, but Mehara, very little. But of course, Irene, it's different because she lived there for 8 years. Hmm? Yeah. And Hedy Mertens was ill, most in bed. Or to love Baba, it's very nice if you have such emotions and wonderful feelings. It makes things much easier, but it's not the important thing.
No, I know what you mean about. Did you ever know Hedy's middle name or Walter's middle name?
No.
Or their ages?
She is born in 1894, like Baba, in September. I don't know exact. Irene knows.
And Walter?
I don't know.
Or Helen Dahl, do you know her?
Yes. Well, I could look it up. I could tell you, I could look it up.
Or
have
if you know her middle name?
No. No.
But she was elder than
Hedy,
or younger?
Yes, elder. She died with 91 or so, about 3 years ago or four.
She died 3 or 4 years ago?
Yes. I could show you some from a list, because she had given up her house or what she had. And
she was depressed in India?
Yes. After she, because she thought she would stay in India, but Baba sent her back with Hedy Mertens because of the war, probably. Yes. They were sent back just a few weeks before the war started. Yeah. So.
Do you know, did she ask Baba if she could paint that tomb, or did he tell her to paint that inside his tomb?
Yes, I don't know. If yeah. It was his order or her question, I don't know.
Because I wonder if she had taken all her paints with her there and prepared to
do. Maybe Irene knows, because she was there.
Did you know someone named Ilsa, who was from Czechoslovakia, a girl?
From Utringa, I knew. But otherwise, I don't know anybody. Utringa.
Oh, Utringa. No, this is someone named Ilsa from Czechoslovakia, who was there in Cannes, when Irene came
over. I don't know. But Irene was in Cannes, she will know.
I had this already reflected.
Wow.
This was in 56.
And, I'm not particularly keen on this taking up this.
This is not for,
it just came to my mind because your mother said that, you see. And I was just remembering, I myself had thought, why should I ask Baba? And I didn't ask him about the lake. I told Nilu. Nilu looked at me and said nothing, and it reminded me the diary of Tom King when Baba pestered them and said, you are good for nothing as doctors and so on like this. And Nilu was just looking at that. And I said, well, all right. Then I was looking behind. At that time, I was sitting next to Nilu. I started the game when I was sitting behind Baba. But at that time, I was sitting in front of Adi at the gangway and next to Nilo. I said, my leg is that much bad. Full of water all the time.
Swallow, yes.
It had at least a liter water every day. That for years. I had it for almost 30 years. And then I was looking back to Baba. He was just sitting. I was sitting when I was here, Nilo here, and Baba there. And then he was taking up his foot, his leg and foot, and always coming nearer to me, just like that. And I understood that I should touch that foot. And when he always came higher up and I was looking at it, then I finally touched it. And it was all over. Nothing happened. Everything disappeared. But later on, some 29 years later, I had discovered such a natural doctor. He was, in fact, a real doctor, but he used all sorts of methods. Chinese methods and herbs and water treatment and what else. And he really, after when I got into a clinic treatment at his, within about 4 weeks, he did succeed in bettering, not making it altogether good, because the veins, what you call, they cannot be fully repaired. You see, they are stretched. But still, I can walk now and do sports, can do skiing, things others cannot do anymore. I'm nearly 70 next year. So I can still do sports. I couldn't do in the best of my years. But Baba never said a word. And in London, we had talks about the education of Monica. We argued that we should send her to the teacher's seminary. I not so much of making her a teacher, because I always had the impression that she hated school. She didn't like school, not at all. And she had so much trouble in getting her into the examination also. She became ill and was fettering and crying and all sorts of things. And I was getting fed up with her. And then I thought, one thing is good. She has always been to a girls' school, not mixed with boys. And I thought, for her, it would be better to send her to a girls' school. And the only choice left was not the high school, but the teacher's seminary. That was for girls only. So I thought, wow, this is a cruel argument of mine to send her to the seminary only for getting her in a girls' school, you see. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to ask Baba. And also I was convinced there was no other choice, that that's the only thing she can go into. I didn't want to send her to a mixed school, if possible. And then I said, Baba, we have a problem with Monica. And we feel that the best thing is to do is to send her to the seminary. Then Baba reacted, asked a question, I forget about it, and said, I will think of it, ask me tomorrow. I said, think about it, ask me tomorrow? Curious. I have to remind him tomorrow? That was, for me, something, I don't know. And then next day, he gave me a curious answer too. I reminded him, and the moment was good. I said, you asked me to remind you about Monica. Then he said, in an enigmatic language, yes, you can do it if you find it. But you must do it when I say so. So I know what it was meaning. And then, of course, we sent her to the seminary. Oh, everything was all right. But for me, the point was really, I shouldn't have asked him. I should have followed my own reasoning. I do not say intuition, because it's a dangerous word. So much feelings about, and I don't like too much feelings. I always think even feelings have their reason. And we must get at the reason. Baba always, at least with me, was clear. And what I heard and read was having a substance. Whatever the spiritual consequences of it would have been, there is always a clear set of conditions which made click the person into that following. That's why I asked, how was the situation when Bao came to leave, wanted to leave his wife, when he wanted then later, when Baba ordered him to follow him at his place and to leave the family, which is an extraordinary thing, you see. I mean, this is a breaking up of a family, and leave a woman with the children alone. I mean, naturally you can say he was shouldering. Well, the woman had to carry the burden, you see, and he did not, making the load any smoother or lighter or more lovelier. On the contrary, what you said about these shoes and all these things was 10 times.
So, like, you first met Bao in 1952, when he came to...
In 52, yes. Met him, yes. So I heard about it in 42.
Yeah, because Ella told me the story of why you were ill and so on. When you first met Bao, did you
in
have
52.
An impression when you first met him? After you'd
read so much about him? Well, I talked it over with Dunking. You see, all these things at that stage were, also I wouldn't admit it, were still fundamentally emotional. It was just as Baba said in the first lecture in 54 when he talked about the conviction. You know, there are, according to Baba, there are 3, or if you like, 5 forms of conviction. And the conviction is, first, that was his starting point. The first conviction is the conviction of the mind. The second form is the conviction of sight. The third form is, if you take three, conviction of surrender. But then you can say, instead of three, surrender, you can say love. Then you can say four, obedience. And then you can say five, surrender. This form here is surrender from the start. A form which a man has much difficulty to have. A man may have obeisance. That for a man is both acceptable and unacceptable, because it's contrary to the manly impulses. A man always has making others surrender. Besides, the word conviction means, from the etymology of the word, con, Latin, vincere. Victus convincere. Vincere means to overcome, to get victorious. And con means with. You get conviction to become mastery, conviction over overcoming, victorious, with some other. So it's much more a manly behavior of dominating, of convicting somebody either by force or by might. For a woman, I would say a predominating woman behavior, it is the inverse. A woman likes, in a way, to be convicted, likes to be dominated. Also, we forget easily that the same woman, as a female, continuously tries exactly the same in an inversion form, dominate too. That's why she has a family. There she dominates the whole family life, children particularly. That's the outer expression. But if she, the real dominating feature of a woman is to dominate and convict the man by indirect means, see? Having patience, letting the man getting tired, running him down his forces, and all these things. This is female.
So you said you were talking with this with Duncan after you met Bala at the beginning?
No, for me, Baba gave me not many instructions. He said only, I had quarrel with Hughes about God Speaks. I found God Speaks a horrible book. Mm-hmm. I mean, the presentation of a book as it was and the introduction of the book by Ivy Hughes and Don Stevens to me was absurd. Mm. I mean, to present a public book, I mean, for readers which are not familiar with Baba or what that is, to present such a stuff just because of notes composed and compiled more or less at will, that is not allowed, see? My own version was a school teacher would be ashamed of presenting a book like God Speaks. Mm-hmm. And when you read then the introduction which Ivy Hughes wrote or Don Stevens wrote, I said, well. And I wrote to her my opinion. I said, when she wrote about these eternal repetitions and useless repetitions, and she wrote these were like Bach fugues, you see. I said, my dear lady, did you ever hear of a fugue? Do you know what a fugue is? And writing such nonsense. Then when I saw her, I had a real fight with Ivy Hughes. Charles Burton was here, and he laughed at it. And he got the papers from India. And he said, well, I can't make anything like this out of this. I must ask them. And he inquired, and the instruction came by Barbara to send the papers immediately to Ivy Hughes and Tom. And they hurried, just to print as it was done. It's from India, it's from Barbara. And she gave me answers, and I fought her. And when I met her in Myrtle Beach in 1958, the first thing I said to her when I met her, it's still a bad book. She didn't say a word. Looked at me, I think furiously, and ran straight away to Barbara. Barbara didn't react whatever. He reacted exactly what I said of Ivy Hughes. Ivy Hughes is a real saleswoman. A vice president of department of sales of any company. They do not ask whether this gadget is a good sell or not. I have the order to sell, therefore it's excellent. I mean, any liar sells stuff like that, you see. And what he told her is, you will sell them all. And she was satisfied. To me, not a word. Baba didn't, he said other things, but not a word. So I didn't care.
Well, what was your first impression about meeting Bob? How did you feel when you first met Bob? Did you have any impression?
In a way, have you seen the Baba's photo he gave me?
Mm-hmm.
In a way, that was my impression of him. A dominating patriarch. Good-natured. Absolutely in the world. Nothing out of the world to me. I didn't care about these transcendental things, whatever. We are here, we are not over there. And always to care. It's one of my weak sides to care too much about these transcendental things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think naturally it is necessary for other reasons, which I can understand. But I appreciate very much more people doing their work properly and not to care about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look here, this woman had to care about the children. They had to be fed and clothed. And had all these sorrows and these cares about getting the stuff. The transcendental thing was only a person like that, be she woman or man, is what you might first call faith, but fundamentally it's love. You cannot do such things without love. And faith is something which is already much more rational than sentimental. The fundamental thing is that she said he knows everything. She mustn't ask. Therefore, he decides all right. That is a logical rational thinking. But where to do such a thing and to practice such a faith means that she has an understanding for it. Therefore, faith is essentially old experience, sticking to it, but the fire and the willpower to carry on, that is love. And in a high form of love. Love has so many degrees. Therefore, Baba said, when he said conviction of the mind, it is, that's a conviction which is little, very little. When you are brought up in a certain religion or a certain faith, you are impregnated, impressed, just like any animal, like any computer is impressed and programmed, you see. So it's relatively easy to have that faith. But that is really an instinct way, which has nothing to do much with thinking. Thinking has either only rational ways, and it is very much superficial, or it has some sentimental thing, then it's deeper. Therefore, he says the second thing, the deeper thing, is sight, senses. But when it comes to the higher spheres, it needs love. Now, what is love? So, I had a row with Baba. I did go with flying colors to Baba. They wrote to me that Baba would like me to come. I would never have dreamed of going to India. Never.
In 54 you were there?
That was in 52, and I hesitated enormously. I had also my family. And I thought, this is a luxury. All the others were paid, had paid trips, and so on, or other things. Not me, not a cent to me. And yet he expected me to go.
Who paid for the others?
Pardon?
Who paid for the others?
Well, I don't know.
Somebody else?
Somebody else, yes. Well, not all. I mean, at 54, I mean, the people I knew of Baba. Mm. And said, I questioned the things. After all, I mean, anybody can say anything, you see. There are so many gurus. Yeah. I remember when I translated The Perfect Master, and it was so enthusiastic, and it was in a bad form. Baba never, I asked him about my business speculations and so on. He gave me such an impossible answer. Absolutely unusable.
When was that that you asked
him? That was in 58 too. Absolutely nothing. When I came first, when I was very ill, my young family, two children, go ahead if you like it. You feel it that's good to you? I'm glad. Doesn't matter. But when you take that much, take it in small, in whole small quantities. And I was in a very bad state at that time.
In
54? In 52.
Yes.
42.
Oh, yes.
41, 50, 42, yes.
She told us.
I was 1 year in the clinics and all this sanitary station. When I got back to work, it relapsed. Helpless. Absolutely helpless. My blood sedimentation was 16, 17.
Okay.
Doctors had given me up. And then in a, such a helpless state, I said, now you, if you are what you pretend to be, I sent him a cable during the war. I am in a helpless state. I don't know what to do. Something like that. I forget the terms. I sent that cable away. No answer. And then, when I started to translate that book, I worked on it, and I felt well, it was a nice book. But again, even Charles' book, I said, you can't say this. I mean, you can't tell ordinary people all this fantasy interpretation and all these things. I mean, anybody can say anything. And, you know, the women always put flowers in their hair. So a man cannot do this. That's things. A literary man flowering up all these. Anyhow, I did it and shortened it, cut out and out and on, and working on it. And then one night, Sunday night, I was working, and the nurse came in. Well, she hadn't to ask much, and I thought, well, what do you want to do? I'm not in a good spirit now. Leave me alone. I wanted to ask her because you go next door to the into the bed of another lieutenant. So I'm not in a mood to talk. And she felt she should say something and be kind and nice, and I was nasty, teasing her, always ready to pinch her a bit. And then she said, well, hard work, this translation, English into German. Well, there's so many words in English which are similar to French. I said, yes. And she took the book, turned the page and said, well, here is one, patience. A thing I never had. Then he turned the pages and selected another one, prudence. Prudence. After a while, she turned again. Coincidence. And then she left. She had shut the door. I knew. In semicolons. That's the Baba's reply to the cable. Mm-hmm. I can't explain it. I can't justify it. It's just my impression. That's Baba's reply. That's his instructions. Patience. Prudence, coincidence. It took 10 years to produce that coincidence. So it was always, and then when I expected the plane in Zurich, it was announced to come around 2 o'clock. And naturally, Baba was late.
Yeah.
he asks to be punctual, and he's late. His plane is late. I had given it up watching the plane to come, and instead of 10 minutes to 2, it happened to come 10 minutes past 2.
You were alone then?
Yes. And then I thought, now he has come. And Irene took her in a car. She was already in Solduno with heavy mittens, preparing the household for these many people. And I had to order to bring the mandalis down by train and have be given a military instruction. No one should ever leave the train for getting water or whatever, except through me. Mm-hmm. It was just a military order. And naturally, Sarosh was among them. I had to say, this is standing order. And Mehat, she was among them, all these senior business people, you see. I wouldn't have allowed them. I got the bottles, and they had their water and all sorts of things. So we went down. When we arrived at the station, had all these wet bottles in a paper bag. And when he got down on the trap platform, bang. The bottom of the bag was wet and all fell out. And I had to collect all these glasses. I sent the boys, the old men then. Gustachin was among them too. And Nilu. Duncan came later. And Adi. And then I was late. I was by far the last. And he gave me notice that he will receive me tomorrow. That is, I should stand with the mandali and get the food from the kitchen and so on. That's about all. Next day I could see Baba first. And that was, again, very natural.
He was in his bedroom?
He was in his bedroom, yes. Rano, no, Goer was there. I think Goer was there. He greeted me. Then he said, I want to thank you for the money. All right.
What money?
Don was collecting money 2 years ago, 1950. And I had given some money. After a while, there was silence. Could I say? He said nothing. Then he said again, I want to thank you for the money. Then I got up. What does it mean? To repeat it? I was just thinking, what does it mean? But as it is, after he had said it, it is as if he had nothing said particularly. Just said it. There was another silence. I was a little unquiet. Again, silence. Then he said, I want to thank you for the money. I will say no more. Finished. That was the reception.
Did you know why Alvin was collecting money 2 years ago?
Well, there was something, I forget about thing. I didn't care much about it. Anyway, Baba had said this must be paid by the Mestons. It was something I forget about. Mm-hmm. It is some particular thing where Tonkin came to the West.
Mm-hmm. I think it was for Dr. Nani, I'm not sure.
Who?
Dr. Nani had some debt.
It may be, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Maybe for Gani. Yes, it may be, I forget.
And after that, you took Baba down on a trip down to Streza.
Yes.
Who was with on that trip to Streza? Only the men?
Only the men, yes. I had only to do, I liked the women, but I had nothing to do with the women. Except.